Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so here's what Jason Mackey wrote about the Buccos moving on from Oscar Marine. Pitching decision driven by desire with player input to improve even more and take the next step as a staff. So they were 7th in ERA, only 6 teams better, and they want to get better than that. I don't mind the mindset. But again, the Pirates were 30th in Major League Baseball in runs scored. Is Matt Haig here? And I'm asking seriously. Is Matt Haig here because they liked him? So they like Matt Haig because he's fat and jolly and he's a cool dude and he's funny. And we're just going to keep him around because the players like him. So is the player input on Matt Haig good? Oh, Kutch loved him. Oh, great. Oh, O'Neill Cruz, did he like him? Because that's what they need to change is the guys who didn't help O'Neill Cruz take a step forward this season, and in fact, he took a step backward. When Travis Williams said that they have a good young hitting core.
Does he watch the same games?
Can you name one?
Mm-mm.
I mean, maybe Nick Gonzalez, who was a negative 0.7 war player with a 661 OPS. I like Nicky G. I think he can play on a good baseball team and hit 7th, 8th, or 9th. In your order, and he's clutch, and he's got a little bit of pop, and you would hope that he could still develop a little bit. Who else? Andrew McCutchen's 100. I don't know if he's coming back. Brian Reynolds is 30. O'Neill Cruz is on the wrong side of 25, and he had a 676 OPS. That alone.
Oh, my gosh.
That alone makes Matt Haig sticking around. And Oscar Marine being let go, unforgivable for me. O'Neill Cruz at one point was on pace for a 30-60 season, but he didn't get on base enough as the season wore on to get anywhere near that stolen base number because my guy struck out a million times. He hit 200.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I just real quickly go through some of these OPSs?
Yes.
So Brian Reynolds had the worst year of his Pirates career. 720 OPS. Andrew McCutchen, 700 OPS. O'Neill Cruz, 676. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, 632. Tommy Pham, 700. Come on. Nick Gonzalez, 661. Spencer Horwitz wound up being pretty good, actually.
Best hitter, yeah.
And that might be why Ben Cherington is here. Joey Bart had no power.
What was Horwitz?
Spencer Horwitz was 787. Adam Frazier, 654. You go down the line. Jack Sawinski, I mean, can I even see his number? Is it even big enough to see? 534 OPS. So we just rattle off all those OPSs.
It was Henry Davis.
Makes sense that you would get rid of the pitching coach. Henry Davis is 512, which is great because they didn't, I mean, he was a late round find, right? No, it's 1-1.
No, 1-1, yeah.
Yeah, it's 1-1.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
Please.
Let's think about this. So maybe the Pirates want to get better because we look at 7th overall in ERA and think, oh, yeah, that's good. But what if they were first? Then the hitters would have to – the hitters could do the same thing that they're doing, but the Pirates would be giving up less runs, which means they'd win more games as a result. Bang!
So they finished 12 games out of a playoff spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so that's Oscar Marine's fault that
Right. They're not good enough because Oscar Marino. I'm putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I'm listening to you. I'm reading articles online. That's what they want to do. They're not going to invest in hitting. They're going to make the pitching better so that the hitters look better by comparison.
Well, they better find the best hitting coach in the whole damn world that can get them six spots better than they are now to be able to see that workout.
You understand I'm being slightly facetious.
Yes, we
absolutely
do.
Okay.
We know who the Pirates center fielder is going to be next year. It's O'Neill Cruz. Who's their shortstop going to be? Who's their third baseman going to be?
Jared Triolo is going to play short
and third base. He's going to do both. That's what he's doing. They're going to roll out a third stop. It's called a third stop. And he's just going to play both. He's going to stand right in the middle right there as a shortstop does. There's not going to be a third base. Triolo is going to play both.
He's going to be like Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
Third base plug.
They're not going to have to pay that extra position player, which means they're going to get another pitcher.
Absolutely.
Bang.
That's what's going to happen.
We got this.
Yep. He's going to play both. Third stop.
The Pirates' next foray into saving money is play eight guys in the field.
Yeah. Yep.
I understand Mackey's doing reporting, and Mackey's as good as it gets with his sourcing on the Pirates. So what he reports, what Noah Hyles reports, those guys are there all the time. They do a great job. I'm going to take it pretty much as gospel that there were players that didn't like working with Oscar Marin. Okay, but again, they must have loved Matt friggin' Haig. They must have loved that guy. And
Ben Carrington. They loved him too, right?
I mean, they must have. They must have in their exit interviews, this Oscar Marin, I mean, this guy stinks. Yep. This guy stinks. We need to be first. We were seventh. But that Ben, God, did we love that Ben. You know, he won a World Series back in the day, that Ben Carrington did.
He actually wasn't in the organization when they won.
No, he was the general manager of the Red Sox when they won the World Series.
Not in 2018, no.
He was the GM when they won the World Series, Harry.
In 2013, I think he did win in 2013, sorry.
Apology accepted. A lot of guys didn't like Todd Haley. How'd that work out? Randy Feitner? Great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous. You get Matt Canada in there. Oh, no. Oh, God forbid there's an uncomfortable moment. God forbid we don't agree with our kind of boss. Like, what the hell, man?
Like, I just want to know who was the pitchers that said that. Like, I mean, could it really be Skeens? Could it be Mitch Keller?
If it ain't Skeens,
then who cares?
Right.
Like, what's Mitch Keller going to say?
Mitch Keller was the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball. He was the worst. And I respect the hell out of that guy for turning his career around and making the money that he made when there were times where he'd be out there on the mound, shaking like a leaf, looking like a deer in the headlights. And he became a solid innings eater who, at his best, is a quality number three. God bless him. I think he's a great dude, too. You don't think Oscar Marin helped that guy
exactly.
go from ass to an all-star game
right.
last season?
So I can't see it being Mitch Keller.
And I can't see it being Skeens, Mr. Routine, who had an ERA under two and is going to win the Cy Young. I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.